Halacha writes in Ibn Ezer Siman Yud Gimal that if a lady got divorced, Bar Minan, or became widowed, and she was pregnant at the time, or she was nursing a baby at the time, the rabbis forbade her to get married to somebody else only until the child reaches the age of 24 months, which is the time when normally children are weaned away from nursing. What's the reason why the rabbis put this 24-month rule on a nursing woman that she cannot get married? Because the Hachamim understood the nature of a lady that she wants to get married. She needs companionship. And she knows that if she's nursing a baby, could be that that will limit her options of who's going to marry her. So what she's going to do is, she's going to try to wean the child from the nursing earlier. And the child will come to sakana. So therefore they say, you have to nurse, or you can't get married for 24 months. So it blocks that option. So now she has no incentive to stop the nursing, or God forbid, to put the child into a sakana. Or the concern is that if she gets married within 24 months, she might get pregnant. And as a result, the milk will stop. If the milk stops, so now she's not going to have what to nurse the baby. And the baby's going to come in this sakana. So Hazal was so worried about the little child to make sure that he gets his nursing in. So they have to figure out a way that the child will not suffer. So therefore they blocked her from getting married. And they also blocked her even from just kiddushin alone. Even if it doesn't consummate into marriage, they made a gezerah as well. Furthermore, they made such a gezerah that even if she hired a wet nurse, so now if she hired a wet nurse, so the nurse will feed the baby. So therefore, seemingly, you shouldn't have a problem. Tosfot says, because we suspect that maybe the nurse will quit. Like it happens. If the nurse quits, so they're back to square one. Even if, let's say, the child is weaned already. Let's say the child stopped nursing after 6 months. Not every child nurses for 12 months. Doesn't matter. The rabbis made a gezerah that if you let her do it in this case, then she'll wean him early in order to get married. And even if you have two nurses, the halakha says, a backup, that one will quit, so you have one following. Or even if the nurse made a shivu'ah, that she's not going to quit. In all these cases over here, even if they put money in a escrow, that if she quits, the money's going to get taken away. Doesn't matter. The rabbis were so concerned when it comes to the child's life that they blocked her at every angle. That is the strict halakha. Now, without finding a legal loophole, so the law applies. Today we're beginning the legal halakha. As we go further, we'll have to try to find some ways today that if a lady wants to get married, if there's legal loopholes. But before you get to the loopholes, you have to know exactly what Hazal established and what the problems are, and then to see maybe today there could be some legal exception.